Jim Snively, Vice President of Grove Operations for Southern Garden Citrus, discussed block management in the exotic disease era at the recent Citrus Expo. In this interview, summarizing his presentation, Snively focuses on ways his company deals with HLB, or greening disease.
One thing you told growers, don't look to us if you're looking for the magic bullet.
That's correct. I mean, we still continue to fight the same battle as everybody else. We have the same issues. We're probably having some of the same successes and some of the same failures. But the main thing is that we're finding is you just got to keep after it and use everything that's out there that's available to us to do the best we possibly can.
And you noted something else will be coming. We've got canker, HLB, citrus black spot, diapreppes, numerous other things. That's not the end of it.
No, sir. I hope we never have any other exotic disease show up here. But with the way that our world is today, it's a global economy. There's people traveling everywhere. As I said in my presentation, we always thought that these diseases were just in Brazil and China and all that. Then they show up in Florida, and it just seems it's worse to us than it is to them.
The big E, of course, on everybody's mind today, the biggest threat ever to the industry, most think, HLB. How Southern Gardens is dealing with HLB?
Yeah, we're still continuing the same program we did when we started. We have the blocks that have low infection rates, that over the last 8 years may have only gotten up to 25% or so. We have removed those trees, continue to remove trees in those areas, and we control the psyllid, and we are planting resets, doing everything as what we know. As far as there are some areas now that we have found that the economics have taken us to a point that we cannot continue to remove trees. So those areas we've cut back on them. Then there's areas that they've just totally gotten to the point where they're not economical. Now, is all this HLB? I think the biggest thing is out there that we're all seeing is from stress from other diseases such as blight or diapreppes pressure, phytophthora, bad soils, water quality. These stresses, I think, are impacting trees that when they do get HLB, it just takes them down faster.
You have to really work on all these other problems in addition to HLB.
Yes, you can't close your eyes to that for sure.
And I think psyllid control is one of the huge biggies for you, correct?
We believe that psyllid control, if you had to do away with everything, psyllid control is the most important. It definitely, we're seeing areas where we've started our psyllid control 8 years ago, and today the spread has been minimized and things are working. So if you said, okay, if you have to start taking things away, psyllid control would be the last thing I take away.
Fertilization, nutrition, also very important, correct?
Yes, sir. I mean, a lot of people always ask us to say, wow, what are you doing? Are you on this nutritional program or that nutritional program? The thing is, we're on pretty much the same nutritional program we were on before HLB ever got here. And we have tweaked it a little bit, increased slightly some, things here or there. But nutrition is very critical. A good, healthy tree is going to withstand any disease better than an unhealthy tree. Now, one of the things is, are we using exotic things? No, we are using products that we've always used, nitrate nutritionals, glucoheptanates, just basic zinc, manganese, and iron type mixtures.
I know some growers worried about HLB. Will their resets or new plantings get to maturity? You are still resetting.
Yes, sir. We still reset. We're having good success with our reset program within the grove. We have a low HLB incident rate on those resets. Now, we have replanted about 100 acres, and we're having the same challenges as others in the industry. Our infection rate is higher in those areas, at least in one 40-acre area for sure, than it is in our reset area. We just planted 60 acres last year, and we're taking a different approach with that one. We're spraying every 14 days. We're really doing everything we can to try to see if we can grow those off.
Any idea why resets are doing better than solid block young trees?
Arnold Schumann and I were discussing this morning that whole situation, and we really don't know why. But I told Arnold, I said, could it just possibly be as simple as the psyllid lose sight of the tree to the forest? In other words, you have one little reset out there, and he's got plenty of big trees with plenty of foliage out there that they could rather go to. And as we know, a psyllid, if they don't have to fly, they're not big flyers. They would rather stay around one tree and hang out there if they could. So if they find a big tree they're happy with, and they're maybe not going to move. Another thing that he brought up is with the situation of what we do with our treatment of resets, we're not doing that to the mature trees around those resets. And maybe just the whole thing of just the smell of the imidacloprid or whatever, the psyllid would rather go to the big tree that's not, does not have that product in it.
You noted that to keep these stresses off the trees as much as possible, it takes some money, and we got to have sufficient fruit prices. What do we need? What do you need to get to maintain the programs to cope with HLV?
Well, it's a moving target all the time. And, I really do, if you use the numbers that I used in my presentation, if you're only producing 350 boxes per acre and you're getting $1.40 for your fruit, your production cost is around $2,000 an acre, and your harvesting cost is about $2.75 a box, you're only looking at possibly putting in your pocket $200 an acre. Now, on the other hand, you produce 600 boxes per acre and have a lower harvesting cost because of the, per box, because of the volume. Your cost, your returns as a grower, you're looking at $1,700 an acre. So, we do everything we can to reduce that stress, to maximize our production. But when it gets below that 350 to, and gets below 300, we have to really start taking a hard look at these blocks to determine, can we continue?
Overall, is there kind of a price, pound solids price, that over all your place, is it $1.40 or what, that's profitability?
As a grower, it's different for every grower. We want it as good as it can be, but we're at $1.40, we know we can get by. We can get by maybe a little less than that in certain years. It just depends on the year. We got to also realize with that kind of a price, is that enough for a grower to say, this is a business to stay in? That's why, is $1.40 correct? No, I don't know that that's it. I don't know where it is, but I know as an industry, we all have to do what we can to be able to sustain this industry. And if the grower goes away, then the rest of us go away.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.